श्रीमद् सुखदेव गोस्वामी भगवान की दिव्य लीलाओं का वर्णन कर रहे हैं। लीलाओं में जो सबसे गुह्यतम लीला है श्री राधा के साथ भगवान का निकुंज विहार।
Srila Sukadev Goswami is describing the divine leelas of the Supreme Lord. Of all the divine leelas, the most confidential of all the divine leelas of the Lord is the Nikunja Leela, which is being manifested here by Srila Sukadev Goswami. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, here Srila Sukadev Goswami is saying that Lord Krishna is Atmaram and Akhandit Chitta. Because the shloka here, which did not come in Maharaj's recording, the shloka is
Reme Taya Chatmarata Atma Ramo Api Akhanditaha Kami Nam Darshayan Dainyam Stri Nam Chaivador Atmatam.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami continued, Lord Krishna enjoyed with that gopi, although he enjoys only within, being self-satisfied and complete in himself. Thus, by contrast, he showed the wretchedness of ordinary lusty men and hard-hearted women. So, here you can see that all of a sudden, Srila Sukadev Goswami is saying that Lord Krishna is Atmaram. He is Akhandita Chitta, which means he is self-satisfied, he is complete in himself, and he enjoys only within. Then, why is it here that he is showing himself being subdued by women? Why is he glorifying women? Why should he be holding them by their hands? Why does he carry them in his arms? Why does he decorate them? Such a doubt can come up in the hearts of the ignorant. How come Bhagavan is like this? Hence, because such a doubt can come in the hearts of the ignorant, Sukadev Goswami is confirming here that the Lord is self-satisfied and He is complete, and He did all this only to show the lusty men how wretched they are in their dealings and how hard-hearted the women are. How much ever the husband loves, the wife always keeps him under her control. So this is being taught for those who are non-devotees. Not that Radharani is Duratma. This doesn't show that Radharani is Duratma. But she is showing the Duratmata, or the wretchedness of other materialistic women, or non-devotee women. And Krishna is showing the position of the lusty women, and he is also showing what state a lusty man goes through. Now, how about the devotee's viewpoint? Is it that Krishna is not attached to Radharani? Yes, Krishna is very much attached to Radharani, because Radharani is none but he himself. But for the non-devotees, for their outlooks, Sukadev Goswami is explaining this shloka. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Rai Ramanand Prabhu, please talk to me about Radha Tattva and Krishna Tattva and satisfy my heart. Radharani is the Hladini Shakti of Krishna, the Swaroop Shakti of Krishna, the embodiment of love. So this is how he expressed about Radharani. So all this was shown by this exclusive leela. Now here the gopis are wandering all over the forest, seeing the various signs of Radha and Krishna's wanderings. So now the next shloka, iti evam darshayantyastaha cherur gopyo vichetasaha yam gopi manayat krishno vihayanyaha striyo vane
साचमेने तदात्मानं वरिष्ठं सर्वयोषितां हित्वा गोपिः कामयाना मामसौ भजते प्रियः. Translation: As the gopis wandered about, their minds Translation: As the gopis wandered about, their minds completely bewildered, they pointed out various signs of Krishna's pastimes. The particular gopi whom Krishna had led into a secluded forest when he had abandoned all the other young girls began to think herself the best of women. My beloved has rejected all the other gopis, she thought, even though they are driven by Cupid himself. He has chosen to reciprocate with me alone. So Krishna, who plays around with every gopi, has here specifically taken Radharani out to a secluded place. And there he is experiencing his most blissful moments by decorating her with flowers, tying her hair with flowers, putting kajal in her eyes, carrying her in her arms, talking to her that he has nothing to do with the other gopis, and that she is the only topmost person for her, etc., etc., etc. So as this was going on, a pride has come upon Radharani's heart. Pride that she has been chosen, having rejected all the other beautiful gopis. She felt, I am the topmost of all the women. Now, one thing we have to understand here, that this pride is also a quality of the waves of love. Pride of the strength of the beloved's love is also one of the waves of love. Krishna's smile and his glances are such that if any gopi, including Radharani, is in man, and if Krishna just gives this coquettish smile, then no man can stay. Even Radharani becomes forced to give up her man. Such wonderful is his smile. No other incarnations have such a quality. Krishna can look at anyone with love and will call anyone his wife. He would walk on the road, catch hold of one gopi who's walking along. That gopi would be already married to someone else. He would hold her by her hand and say, you know, I just met an astrologer who said that you will become my wife. Such is Krishna's naughtiness. Now, this pride has entered Radharani, which is a very special quality of the kingdom of love. This pride is showing Krishna Prem as the deity of this pride. Who is the deity of this pride? It is Krishna Prem, who is the deity of this pride. So now as they were walking, now Radharani says in the next shloka, it is said by Radharani.
ततो गत्वा वनोतेशं तृप्ता केशवमब्रवीत् न पारयेऽहं चलितुं नय मां यत्र ते मनः.
So as they were walking by the forest, Radharani tells Krishna, translation is, as the two lovers passed through one part of the Vrindavan forest, the special gopi began feeling proud of herself. She told Lord Keshava, I cannot walk any further. Please carry me wherever you want to go. Now, Radharani feels tired and she wants to be carried by Krishna. Not that in reality she could not walk. But why does she say this? Because she wanted to see the actions of his love. It's not that she wanted to be carried. She also knew that he will leave her. But she still wanted to see the bhav of Krishna's love. And that is why she is saying this here.
Now, whom is Radharani telling to carry her? The one who is the Swami of Brahma and Shiv. Now tell me, why will she not be pride? Will she not feel pride when that person who is the controller of Swayam Brahma, Shiv, etc., when such a person is behaving with so much of love towards her, why will she not feel pride? Why alone she, any woman in her place, would feel pride? Because this is another wave of love. So, thus addressed by Radharani, Lord Krishna replied, Skanda Aruhyatam, just climb on my shoulder. Not that Radharani would climb on his shoulders, but she would put her hands around his neck and he would carry her in his arms. Not that she is going to sit on his shoulders, but her hands would be around his neck and he would carry her in his arms in that way. Radharani does this for Krishna's pleasure, not that she wants to be carried. Sometimes Krishna does this. He gets a lot of pleasure in doing this. He likes to do it. And Radharani agrees just to give him that pleasure which he likes, not that she likes to do it. But as soon as she heard Krishna saying, climb on my shoulder, she reached prema vaichitya, in which even if the beloved is present there, the priya feels that he is not there. So Krishna was there, right there, but Radharani, out of prema vaichitya, could not see him. And she felt great remorse. So the other half of the shloka says, Tatas chantar tathe krishnaha savadhur anyat savadhur anvatapyata. But as soon as he said this, he disappeared. His beloved consort then immediately felt great remorse. So it is that prema vaichitya which made her feel that he has disappeared, and she felt great remorse. He was right there watching the parakashta prem of his beloved Radharani. He did not go anywhere. She felt great remorse, saying, oh, I am so heartless, I am so hard-hearted that I wanted my Priyatama to carry me on his shoulders. Saying this, she felt a lot of pain in her heart. Saying this, she started crying. She cried out, O Master, O my lover, O dear most, where are you? Where are you? Please, O mighty armed one, O friend, please show yourself to me, your poor servant. Here we can see that, please note that she is saying Mahabhuja. She is addressing him as Mahabhuja, O mighty armed one, meaning
I want the embrace of your mighty arms. Where are you? Please show yourself to me. I am your poor servant. And here she says, Sakhe, Sakhe, that you have given me equal position like a friend. He's calling him. He's telling him, you have given me an equal position like a friend. But I am your Dasi. I am your poor servant. Krishna was watching all this standing nearby. Her golden figure rolled in the dust of Raj, crying for him. There was no one around her. Generally, when Radharani is in separation with Krishna, her sakhis are always there with her. The manjaris are there, the sakhis are there, and they're always there to console her, to apply chandan on her hot body to cool her down, and to pacify her in various ways. They're always there. But today, she was all alone. She was rolling in the dust of Vraj, crying for him, and there was no one around her. Now Sukadeva Goswami is saying, while continuing to search out Krishna's path, the gopis discovered their unhappy friend close by. She was bewildered by separation from her lover. So, on one side, the gopis were searching for Krishna, and here Radharani is crying and rolling in the vraj all alone. When the gopis saw her, she had reached a state where even her voice was not coming out. And Chandravali, who is Radharani's opposition, is lifting Radharani from the ground, sprinkling water on her face. One gopi was doing her hair, one gopi was wiping her chest, one gopi ran to bring water for her, and in this way they were trying to bring her back to consciousness. So you can understand what state Radharani was going through, that even Chandravali picked her up from the ground and was disturbed seeing her state. So the gopis were so extremely troubled seeing their sakhi in this state. By now Krishna had completely hidden himself. Though he was there, very near to them, watching everything and having fun. He was feeling very happy seeing their love. But he was hidden. He was completely hidden. The sakhis, seeing the state of Radharani like this, they felt like they were all crying in such a bad way. They all felt their life was leaving them. Such was the height of distress which Radharani faced in separation from Krishna. So you can see in this Leela that how Krishna wanted to show the gopis that how exalted her love is. That these gopis were in distress by themselves, having lost Krishna. But when they saw Radharani's distress, they felt their lives leaving themselves. Such heavy distress Radharani was going through. So how heavy her state of separation is. Now you can hear Radharani's bhav in this shloka. She told them how Madhava had given her much respect, but how she then suffered dishonor because of her misbehavior. The gopis were extremely amazed to hear this. So see, this shloka is showing the bhava of Radharani. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to relish this bhava of Radharani. She is explaining how much respect she received from him, from Krishna. Then she is saying about her own misbehavior, because of which he disappeared. There is not a slightest bit of complaint about him. But the only complaint she has is about her own self. She's saying that it is her own misbehavior. And not that he is bad, but that she was wrong. She was explaining to them that she was disrespecting him. So we should see here that even for a moment, Radharani has not had dosh buddhi or offensive feelings towards Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed this bhava of Radharani by saying, Ashlishya vapadaratam pinashtumam. You can see that Krishna purposely left her and hid himself on purpose. And Radharani, not for a moment, she has a negative feeling about Krishna. And this is the greatness of Radharani's bhava. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed this bhava by in the shloka. Lord Krishna, who is the lover of many devotees, many women, may embrace this fully surrendered maidservant, or may trample me with his feet, or he may render me broken-hearted by not being present before me for a long duration of time, but still he is nothing less than the absolute Lord of my heart. This is the last shloka of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This has been very nicely explained in a pad in Bengali, which I will try to explain here. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying that this shloka has a lot of meanings, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to enjoy this shloka many times. But I will give a short explanation of this shloka. A short explanation of this shloka is, I am the dasi of Krishna's lotus feet. My Priyatama Shyama Sundar is the abode of rasa and happiness, sukha. whether he embraces me or whether he burns my body by not giving his darshan, still he is my Prananath. Does not matter what he does. If my beloved gives up all other ladies and stays under my control, thus showing my good fortune and showing them he does his frolics with me, or he, the lumpet, I know he loves other women a lot, he may take other women along with him, and to give me pain, he will frolic with them purposely in front of me. Still he is my Prananath. Now this explanation is being said in a pad format as follows. So, you can see that this is Radharani's love. It does not matter whether he purposely betrays me and goes around with other women and frolics with other women just to give me pain, only to give me pain. It does not matter. Still, he is my Prananath. This is Radharani's love. Not that Krishna should only love me and be with me. No, that's not her love. Whatever he does and which keeps him happy, he can do. He is my Prananath. Even if those activities may pain my heart, even if those activities may cut my heart into pieces, I'll be happy that he's happy with what he's doing. And he's always my Prananath. So when the gopis saw the state of Radharani, Lalita Sakhi said, "Why are you after such a person who is so cruel? Just give him up." And Radharani says at this time, "No, no. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha vavitatha tulam pato mat prananathas tu saeva na paraha." Radharani says this to Lalita Sakhi at that time. And Radharani says, "Sakhi, I have never given a thought to my unhappiness. Day and night, I have only thought of my Priyatama's happiness alone. If my unhappiness can give pleasure to my Krishna, then that unhappiness of mine is my topmost pleasure. Oh Sakhi, if Krishna desires to be with any gopi, and he's upset not having achieved that gopi, then I would fall at the feet of that gopi and take her along with me and beg her, 'Sakhi, please give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna wants to enjoy with you. You please serve him. This is my pleasure.'" So then Lalita says, "If this is your mood, then why do you abuse him many a times?" So Radharani says, "Lalita, when I abuse him and show my anger, it is only to give him pleasure. Krishna likes it when a gopi does maan. But then he wants that she should give up her maan soon with very little endeavors." He would be happy that the maan doesn't get carried too long. Radharani says that gopi who is only after her own pleasure and wants pleasure from Krishna and not give a pleasure to Krishna, then let thunderbolt befall upon her. But if any gopi can please Krishna better than me, and Krishna is pleased to be with her, then I will become her dasi and please her, and I will request her to please Krishna. Now there was once a Brahmana who was a leper, and his wife was extremely chaste. This leper Brahman expressed his desire to enjoy with a prostitute. The chaste wife then went to the home of the prostitute and served her. When the prostitute was pleased, she asked her, "How much can I pay you?" This wife replied, "I do not want anything. You please associate with my husband." The prostitute was shocked. She asked her to bring her husband, and the wife got her husband along to the prostitute. So Radharani is giving the example of this chaste wife to Lalita Sakhi and saying that this is the way one should serve one's husband. As this chaste wife was carrying her husband in the dead night, they happened to unknowingly hit the feet of a muni who was on the way. The muni got angry and cursed, "Who has touched me and hit me? Whoever he may be will die no sooner the sun rises tomorrow." This was a curse the muni gave. Now this chaste wife got shocked and worried, but she had the strength of her chastity, and she said, "If I have not thought of any other man even once in my lifetime, then the sun will not rise tomorrow." And what happened? The sun did not rise. All the devatas got worried. They went to Brahma and they all ran to Lord Vishnu. Then they all came to the place where the devatas along with Brahma and Vishnu, they all came to the place where the chaste wife was. They tried to pacify her. They tried to pacify her, to take back her words. But she said, "I want my husband." So Lord Vishnu said, "Okay, let the sun rise. Your husband will die, and I will immediately get him back to life." So she accepted this term. The sun rose, the husband died, and the Lord immediately brought him back to life. So you can see, this is the strength of a chaste woman. She can bring her dead husband back to life. So here Radharani is saying all this story and then saying, this is the way I too want to be. I want to please Krishna. Krishna is my life. He is the wealth of my life. He is the life of my life. I only want to serve him and give him pleasure. O Sakhi, my pleasure is serving Krishna, and Krishna's pleasure is in my union. So I give my body to him for him to have his pleasure. Krishna says, "Radhe, you are my pran, you are my life," etc., etc. "But I know I'm always his dasi. The pleasure in serving is much higher compared to the pleasure in union." And Lakshmi Devi is the evidence for this. Even though she has got the place on his chest, still she is always at his lotus feet, serving his feet. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished this bhava of Radharani through this shloka. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "And only to declare this prema of Radharani to the world, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this shloka. Ashlishiva padaratam pinishtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidhata tulampato mat prananathas dusa eva napara." So in this way, Radharani joined along with the gopis and they all started searching for Krishna in the forest. Then Radharani said, "Come, let's all sing." And then they started singing the Gopi Geet. All the gopis together sang the Gopi Geet. Jayate te te kam Krishna janmana praja
ശ്രയത ഇന്ദിരാ കൃഷ്ണ ശശ്വതത്രയി ദൈത ദൃശ്യതാം കൃഷ്ണ ദീക്ഷുതാവകാസ് ത്വയി ത്രദാസവസ് കൃഷ്ണ ത്വാം വിചിന്വതേ.
Maharaj is saying, I'm thankful to all those who have performed their seva. I want to offer my thanks to everyone who has done seva in distributing prasadam, conducting the program, arranging all the things that is required. And let them all remain in Krishna consciousness.